Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real good story the other day. It would never appear on CNN or MSNBC. It did appear on Fox and Friends. That's where I saw it. And 6ABC also was good enough to show this. A Washington Township officer, John Freitag, was in civilian clothes. He wasn't in uniform. And he was in a near gas pumps and a convenience mart. Guy was having trouble with his credit card. And as I understand it, well, his body cam showed it, that he paid for it there, $10, and told him why he was doing it. Let's go to Officer John Freitag out there in Washington Township. Officer, welcome in. Thanks very much.
Good morning, Dom. Thank you for having me.
Now, I don't understand it, officer. Were you in plain clothes on duty then, and that's why your body cam picked it up?
I was in uniform. I was working my day shift from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Maybe I saw the guy then. It was a little bit hazy to me that you came to the rescue. So he was having trouble with his credit card, right?
Yes. The original call for service was that he was had a declined debit card.
So you got a call for service, though, to go to that as a cop?
Yes. It's standard operating procedure that when we when we deal with situations where people may not be able to pay their funds, or it's a mistake. I'm sure you've heard before the mistake where somebody says $5 and the pump's filled up. It's a civil matter. And when I arrived on location, I observed the gentleman standing in the parking lot actually flagging me down. And when I got out of my vehicle, I approached him. I began speaking with him, just getting some preliminary information. And then once I realized it was a situation where the funds were maybe not there, I don't want to assume, but I just felt at that time, the split-second decision that it was the right thing to do. I learned 18 years ago in the police academy a saying that still holds true to me today, that there's never a wrong time to do the right thing. And police officers, we rarely have opportunity to let our guard down and show people that under the badge, we are human beings who have feelings.
Well, absolutely. Before we move on with this story, and I like, because I haven't seen this anywhere else, and I know cops, look, I'm from a cop's family, John. I'm not sure if you know that, up and down the line. The paperwork you guys have to do, you have one more requirement, and that is at the end of your shift, if anything came up in which you were, is it a guardian? Is that the phraseology you use in Washington Township of the community? You went out of your way a little bit. You should document that. Is that what the theory is?
Absolutely. All of it, when you touched on it a few minutes ago about our body-worn cameras, and every interaction that we have with the public is captured on body-worn camera from start to finish. And if I can just change gears a little bit, we really predicate ourselves on what's called community caretaking. And when Chief Patrick Gersick was appointed in 2017, he developed this philosophy. And I believe that our programs in Washington Township are second to none. They cover all ages, from young children to senior adults. And these programs give people the opportunity that may never that people may never experience in a positive way, to get up close and personal interaction with a police officer. And some of our events, to just highlight, are things such as Cool Off with a Cop, Coffee with a Cop, Pizza with a Cop.
Wait a minute. I have to tell you, the guy's missing the boat here. Now, come on now, John, Officer John. How about Donuts with the Cop? Why is that not in the program there? Come on.
That's pretty cliche. I've heard that slogan many times in my 18 years. I kind of give people that little chuckle and that stare, that, you know, kind of like in a funny, sarcastic way that I've never
heard.
Hey, wait
a minute. Take a note. Don't go in Washington Township, Dan. Don't be driving me there. Go
ahead. We could put that on the list, but, you know, again, we hold various events and, you know, my act of kindness is really just an extension of Chief Gersick's philosophy. I mean, these acts happen all the time, and unfortunately they go unnoticed.
Well, that's why I'm so commending what he's doing and what you're involved in. That absolutely makes sense to be thinking about that every day. It triggers more of this. Now, what is it, John, you may be feeling during all of this, this backlash against police, this out of control type of stuff? What's it like in the department? And I'm sure when you saw the number of hits this got, that had to pick up morale, that people believe in you, believe that this is going on every day, and that's why they wanted to see it. And thank God Action News and Fox and Friends publicized it.
This has been a very humbling experience for me. I truly am grateful that the positive reaction, because with in light of the things that are going on in our country, you know, I have taken the stance for me personally to be an educator, to show people that we are compassionate, that we truly do want to serve our communities, and we do want to do good. You know, most of the time when police have interactions with people, they're not always people having their best day, or a situation where they were looking forward to interacting with the police. So any opportunity that I have to show people, you know, through action, is a win for me, and that still holds true today. After 18 years, I truly love what I do. I mentally prepare for my ride in, what my shift may look like, what I may encounter. I have that mental ready or preparedness. I prepare myself to be ready for that shift, even after 18 years, and I still get a little nervous. So I truly take a lot of pride. Being from Washington Township, born and raised, I learned at an early age to serve my community through volunteering the youth football program from age 19 to 27. And during my 9 years, I realized that I had a gift to positively impact people's lives through the interactions that I've had with them. And even the kids today, who are grown adults in their 30s with families of their own, you know, still stop me in the street. We still have conversations and run into one another from time to time, and it's really rewarding. It's one of the greatest jobs on earth.
I couldn't say that this was a more serendipitous moment to see this story and what you're engaged in, and to hear you speak to this. And I think you're a representative, by and large, of what cops are like. You just have an extraordinary love and gift for it, but thank God this is coming out now. So any way that we can publicize what Washington Township is doing, upcoming, John, please let us know. I like the idea of cataloging this, too, at the end of your shift vis-a-vis the body cam, et cetera. And I'm so glad that Chief came up with this philosophy. I'm hoping other people will hear it, and maybe other districts will try to steal this and use it. Because it does get lost in the shuffle there, unless there's some way to publicize it and let people know. And let's face it, if you don't publicize it, all we're going to hear is the onslaught of various incidents that the media seems to sig on. Channel 6 did the right thing, and so did Fox and Friends.
Absolutely. And I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on your show and give your listeners an opportunity to maybe have that interaction with a police officer, even though it's over the radio, and understand, again, you know, when we talk about humanity and the fact that we're all human beings, regardless of what we do and how we do it, we all have the same traits. And, you know, it's just, it's a blessing for me to be able to be on your show and let people hear my voice and understand that, you know, we are there to help you. You know, you need to, right, when you call us, you know, we're there.
Well, it's the first thing to tell our kids. Look for the, Mr. Rogers says, look for the helpers. I look for cops. That's the first thing I look for, and I'm never going to change that. That's absolutely true.
Yes.
Thank you, John, very much, and thanks for your love of your job. It comes forward. Thank you. You're a great representative.
Thank you, Dom. You have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.